Thank you very much, Rawendo. The truth is, inclusive education is not easy in Zambia. We are not yet up to that level. It's very hard. It was not easy, but we pulled through. You know, situations whereby you go to class, you sit the same benches, desks as those who are well abled, and then the teacher comes in. You know, at times teachers could just come in, then just draws three lines on the board, start writing notes. Meanwhile, there is this learner who is visually impaired, seated on the desk, expected to learn just like others. And then the teacher will just be writing notes. And then he will be quiet. Maybe he will not even, he will just say, good morning, class. Then he'll be quiet writing notes on the board. Qua, 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 qua. The board is full. You, as maybe a low vision learner, you just see a white spot everywhere. The board is full. He comes this other side, he rubs. Meanwhile, you are just seated idle, doing nothing. Maybe you start even dozing. It was not easy. And afterwards, maybe those who would like want to help would say, okay, guys, anyone who help these our friends here with giving them the book so that they go and copy the notes in Braille. You see, and trust me, in a normal classroom, if you write notes on the board and the learners are busy copying, you would find that the notes which were being copied would differ from one learner to another. And then if you are a child with visual impairment, you would find it hard to find the true notes, the true copy of the notes as those which were written on the board. That come about because of one simple reason. Very few people are specialists in these schools, Wabwendo, where we have units. So they don't know how to go about these learners who are visually impaired, who are hearing impaired, and who are maybe differently abled in any way. They don't know how to handle them. So even if they are teaching, then they teach just like they are teaching the mainstream. They don't care about these learners. And if you go after class to the resource room, which is a unit, you will find the teacher have nothing. They don't even have an idea of what was happening in that class. All they will need to do is, did you write any test so that I transcribe your work in Braille? Did you do this so that I do that? That's all. That's all they do in these resource rooms. They don't really assist with notes which teachers gave out. They don't assist with anything. You know, they will just want to transcribe and that's all. So that's a big challenge, Wawendo. And for a learner with special needs to pass in these schools, which are so-called inclusive schools, where inclusive education is, trust me, it's by the grace of God and the commitment. Otherwise, it's not easy. Your friends will always be ahead of you. Then when you try to chase them behind, sometimes you catch up with them, sometimes you won't. Life goes on, but at the end of the course, you come and write the same exams with your friend as from ECZ. And now that's another challenge because there, ECZ doesn't have markers who mark work from direct from Braille. They will have, what they do is, they will first have the Braille work be translated or transcribe, sorry, into ink, and then they mark the transcript. The markers mark the transcribed ink crates for those learners with visual impairments. Now, that's a challenge. For example, if I say one unit, like Mumbwa High School, we had about two resource teachers, which is two teachers from the unit. And those teachers, we had grade 10, there were about 8 pupils. Grade 11, there were about 12 pupils. And grade 12, there was about 2 pupils. So those two teachers will have to transcribe all the work for all these pupils. And imagine a class of 12 pupils in grade 12 at the final exam. Those two teachers will have to transcribe the whole crits for those 12 pupils for about 6 to 7 subjects. Now, the first time the teacher will be okay, he will transcribe well. Second, he will be fast because he's getting tired. Third, the teacher will be tired and will transcribe not with all that care because all what that teacher wants is to get done and knock off. So now you can imagine, maybe you wrote something good because the teacher maybe is not even very conversant with Braille, will first transcribe your work and then it will go just like that and write some other things which are not what you've written as a candidate. So that is unfair to the pupils. No wonder I really trained into ICT because I wanted to bridge the gap between the sighted world and the visually impaired world so that we could at least use our own minds on the paper for markers to mark. So no wonder in higher institutions like Yunza, Zamise, Nkrumah, they allow learners with visual impairments to use assistive devices like computers and other things to write examinations. Because if I type on the computer, there will be no need for transcription. All will be there easy, print out and give the marker to mark. You make sure that you check the computer to make sure there's nothing which will enable the learner to copy. And the learner will just use the computer as a white paper. That's all. Thank you very much.